Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We'll begin Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom. Mishnah, Chamevorach Shtaim Lefenech Va'achas La'Acharei. So we have the mitzvah of Krishma, and we have Midrabanan, we have Birchas Krishma, brachas that we say before Krishma. So in the morning, we make two brachas before Krishma, and one afterwards. Chamevorach Shtaim Lefenech Va'achas La'Acharei. And in the evening, by Marav, there are two brachas before and two brachas after. So we'll see in the Gemara what the brachas are. Achas arucha v'achas k'sar. In the evening, when we have the two brachas after Krishma, one is longer and one is shorter. Emes v'muna and hashkivenu. That's the sheet of Rashi. Taisus argues because hashkivenu is not a short bracha, but according to Rashi, the pshat is that relative to v'muna, V'emes v'emuna, it is shorter, it is a shorter bracha. It's not short relative to Berachas HaPeres, for instance, but it is a shorter bracha relative to Emes v'emuna. Makim shamru l'harech en reshay l'katzer. When the Chachamim said to make a long bracha, you can't make a short bracha. L'katzer en reshay l'harech. To make a short one, you can't make a long one. L'achtaim en reshay shaloy l'achtaim. Where the Chacham Chazal Rasakin that the bracha ends off with a Baruch Atah Hashem, it ends off with a Chasima, you can't omit it. Shaloi lachtam in Rishoi lachtam. And where there is no bracha at the end, you cannot insert a bracha. You have to follow the matbeah that the Chachamim Bertovu Bebrachas, the Nusach, the bracha that they established. My Mevorech, so the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah says, "B'shachar mevarach shtaim lefenech v'achas l'acharei." So, what are the brachas that we make before Krishna in the morning? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Ishia, the bracha is Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech. Bracha is Yotzer Or, the bracha that we say in the morning before Krishna, Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech. Frak the Gemara, Lema Yotzer Or Uvorei Noiga. We know that it's always a person should always try to speak in a positive lashon nekiya, and not use negative, harsh terms, not use terms that imply chas v'shalom poronis or destruction. So it would be more appropriate l'chera to use a lashon instead of choshech, instead of darkness, which implies a time of darkness, sadness, destruction. Use a lashon of noiga, which is twilight, which is not complete darkness, but conveys the same type of idea. More answers, Kidachsiv Kamlina. We quote the Pasuk, that's the way the Pasuk is mentioned. It's Yosor Avore Chayshech, Oyseh Shalom Avore Was. So therefore, we say the Nusach of the Bracha according to the way it's written in the Pasuk. Elixiv the Karina Hakol. When it comes to that part of it, we say Oyse Shalom Uvoire Esakol. We don't say Ra. We don't want to say something bad, something negative, and we change it. Lishna Maalia. We use a Lishna Maalia, a more positive lashon. So Hachaname Lema Noiga Lishna Maalia. So why over here do we not say Noiga, which is a Lishna Maalia? Why do we say Choshech? Ella, therefore, the Gemara changes the answer. In the Hanami, it's not because we have to necessarily quote the Pasuk verbatim, but Ella, why do we say over here Choshech instead of Noiga? Ella Ma Rava Kedei LaHasker Minas Yom BaLaila Minas Laila BaYay. We want to mention in the daytime the Midas Yom and the Midas Laila. Ribbono Shel Olam is the creator and the ruler over everything. To lafuke the das of the apikarsim and the minim and oydevayzora, that it's compartmentalized. It's there's choshech, there's a ruler over choshech, there's a ruler over yoyim over or. We make a point of saying the Rabbeinu Shalom is yoytzer or vorei choshech. He is the creator. He is the ruler over everything. So that's why we mention choshech, even though it's not a lishna ma'alya. So there we see, like we just stated, that it's midas bishlam and midas laila b'yayim. We mentioned the night at the daytime that we just mentioned. Yoytzeror v'ray choshech. Yoytzeror v'ray choshech. Ela midas yayim b'layla. But where at the night time do we mention the daytime, the meat of the daytime? Amar Abaya Goel, the answer is Goel Or Mipnei Choshech, V'Choshech Mipnei Or. In the Brach of Ma'ariv Aravim, we do mention both. So that's the first bracha. That's the first bracha before Krishma. V'idach Mai, V'idach Mai. What's the second bracha? Amar Yoram Rishmuel Ahava Rabba. Bracha is Ahava Rabba. V'chein Oyele Rabbi Elazar L'Rabbadas Bray taught to his son Ahava Rabba. The second bracha is Ahava Rabba. Those are the two brachas before Krishna. Tanya Nami Hachi Ein Avas Oylem El Ahava Rabba. The nosach is Ahava Rabba, not Avas Oylem. V'Rabbanan Amar Avas Oylem. The Rabbanan say that the nosach is Avas Oylem. V'chein Uoymer Av Avas Oylem Avtich Alken Meshachticha Chalset. So like the nosach of the pasuk that we eternal love the Rabbeinu Shalom has for us. So this is the machlokes. If you say Ava Rabba or Avas Oilam, Taisus points out, and he says, therefore the Ramasak in Shachris Ava Rabba, and in Marev and Arvis Avas Oilam. And Lahalocha, there are different minhagim and why the people are Nayek. Everyone should follow their minhag. If a person got up early to learn, actually, Kara Krishna, if it's prior to him reciting Krishna and the brachas of Krishna, Tzarech Levara, he has to bench, he has to make a bracha, Birchas HaTorah, Mishe Kara Krishna, but once he already said Krishna and the brachas, Birchas Krishna, he already said Ava Rava. It already said Avas Oilam, Ein Tzarech Levarech, Shekvar Nifter Ba'Ava Rava. He was already potter with Ava Rava, because in the Nusach of the Baruch of Ava Rava, it's the same, B'Levein Abina, L'Havin, L'Haskel, L'Shmor, L'Limor, L'Lam, L'Shmor, L'Asais. So that's the essence of Birchas HaTorah. So therefore, he's already Yaitse Birchas HaTorah, he doesn't have to recite Birchas HaTorah again. Omar Rav Huna. So what now? We're discussing Birchas HaTorah. So what? Where do you have to make a bracha birchas Torah? What type of learning do you have to make a birchas Torah? Omer Rav Huna leMikra Tzarech Levarach. It says if it's a mikra, but written the Torah Shebiksav, you have to make a bracha leMedrash Ein Tzarech Levarach, but not for Medrash. Rav Elazar Amar leMikra leMedrash Tzarech Levarach, leMishnah Ein Tzarech Levarach, but not for the Mishnah. For mikra and Medrash, what's involving in the Torah Shebiksav, whether it's the written word or the drashas, you have to. But for Mishnah, which was Tarei Shabbal Peh, you don't. Rav Yechonon Amar Af LeMishnah Nami Tzarech Levarach. He says even for Mishnah, they also have to make the bracha leTalmud and Tzarech Levarach for the Gemara, which is not the halacha per se, which is the svaras and the understanding of it. You don't have to. Rav Amar Af LeTalmud Tzarech Levarach. He says, even for Gemara, for Talmud, you also have to make the bracha damar of Chibar Ashi, Zim, and Sigin. So frequently, have a kamina kame the Rav, listen, you pirke, besifra the bay Rav, have a makdim, the kamashi yade. So he got up to wash his hand, uborech, and he made the birch zatayra, umasalan pirke, and he taught us the parak. So therefore, you see that for all of these components of Torah, they have the bracha must be made. Birchas HaTorah is different than most brachas because Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa. It's a deraisa where most brachas, the vast majority, are derabanan, but here there is a chiyuv deraisa to make Birchas HaTorah. My mevarech, what bracha does he make? What is a nusach bracha? Amar Yoram Shmuel, Asher Kedeshana b'mitzvayse v'zivano la'asek b'divrei Torah. That's a bracha. Rav Yechon Messiah Bohachi Harev No Hashem Elokeinu as Divrei Shairoscha Befinu, make your Torah sweet in our mouths of the Fiyos Amcha Beis Yisrael for all Am Yisrael Vinia Anachnu Vetzatzoein Vetzatzoei Amcha Beis Yisrael, and we and all of our offspring should be Kulanu Yoidei Shemecha Vaiskes Orasecha Baruch Ata Hashem Hamalame Torah Lama Yisrael. We should all be Isaac in the Torah. And Baruch Hamalame Baruch Hashem Hamalame Torah Lama Yisrael. So there's difference in the Paiskim. Is this one bracha? Is this two separate brachas? Is this a bracha smucha l'chaverta? And therefore there is a difference of opinion in the Paiskim. Is the nusach harevna ana or viharevna? Is it a separate bracha or is it connected? It's connected to the first bracha and viharevna. And again, everyone has their minhagim and how they follow. Rav Hamnun Amar Asher, he says, there's a third bracha. He says, Asher bochar bana mikol ha'ami v'nosan lanu saru also baruch hatu Hashem noisen ha'tayra. So bracha to Hashem that he gave us a Torah. Amar Rav Hamnun Zuhi me'ula sheba brachas. This is the highest form, the most refined of the brachas. Hilkach lemerin lekula. Therefore, we must say all three of them. We say all three of them. Meaning that each one of these brachas cover a different aspect of Torah, whether it's Torah Shebaksav, Torah Shebaalpeh, whether it's a bakasha for our children and future generations and all of Klal Yisrael, or simply Birchas HaMitzvahs. So therefore, we say all three of these brachas. Tanan Hasam, we learned in Maseches Tomit, Amar Lema Mamuna, the appointed one. This is referring to the Kahanim after they did the Avodah, and they shechted the Korban Tomid, the Tomid Shel Shachar, which was early in the morning, which was right after Alois. It was early in the morning, and they shechted the Tomid, and they were Menaseich to the Nesachim. They dismembered it and put the different pieces on the Mizbeach. Then the Mamuna, the appointed one, instructed the Kohanim to say certain brachas and certain tefillas. There's a machlokes who was the Mamuna. According to Rashi, it's a Sagan. And according to Taisus, he argues and says it was not the Sagan, but it was someone who was, it was appointed for this. So what did he tell them to do? He said, Berchu brocha achas. Make one brocha. Meaning, of the Birchus Krishma, we just learned there are two brachas. He said, make one of them. We'll see which one, we'll see why, we'll see that a little bit later. So, Baruch Birchas Vehim Baruch, they made the brach, V'koro Asaras Adibras. And you should recite Asaras Adibras, meaning just the basic foundations of the Torah. They were very limited in time, and it was very early in the morning, so they should recite the Asaras Adibras, Shema, the Parsha Shema, Vayem Shemoah, Vayemer, Baruchas Am Gimel Baruchas. And they should bench the Am, Es Am, so it says Es Am, but it's a Baruchu Im Ha'am Gimel Baruchas. They should bench with the people the Gimel Baruchas. Rashi says Baruchu Es Am means with the nation. Emes V'yatzi V'avoida. So they should make, say, Emes, the brach of Emes V'yatzi V'avoida. And Avoida, the brach of Avoida. So, which Rashi says is Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Avoida Samcha Yisrael. And U Berchas Kahanim. And they should say Berchas Kahanim. It doesn't mean necessarily that they were on the Duchen. That Tosfos points out this was not on the Duchen, which was later on, but they said Birchas Kohanim. The rest of the tefillah they didn't say, as Rashi points out, because they didn't have time. They're very preoccupied with the avodah. U'b'Shabbos ma'asivim brachas l'mishmar yitz, and for Shon Shabbos they used to add on an additional bracha for the mishmar that was yitzah. They used to switch the mishmar of Kohanim. The Kohanim that served used to serve for a week, and then they departed, and a new group, a new Mishmar, came for the next week. So there was the coming Mishmar coming in, there was the departing Mishmar, and they were mice of a bracha for the Mishmar that was departing. They made a special bracha, which we'll see what that bracha is. So coming back to the beginning of the statement, it says that the Mamuna told them that they should make bracha achas, one bracha. One bracha of the Birchas Krishma, they should make bracha achas. My bracha achas, what is that bracha? Which bracha of the Birchas Krishma that precede Krishma should they make? Ki hader av avaro yaseh bravei klo lahav asra boi minayu. They inquired, my bracha achas. What is the bracha achas? Lo yahava beyadai. They didn't know. Asa shayla l'rav masan lo yahava beyadai. He also didn't know. Asa shayla l'rav yuram l'hu hachimar shmuel avaraba. The bracha is avaraba. The one bracha of the brachas before Krishma's Avaraba for Amar of Zrika, Amar of Ami, Amar of Shimbin Lakish, he argues and he says, no, the bracha is Yetzer Ar. He says the bracha is Yotzer Or. That's the bracha. So we'll discuss this in a little more detail in the coming shiur.